Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified, as we always do, on this very special feast of the archangels. And we recognize your call, that we serve you, we honor you, that all may come to know your love, your justice, your truth, and especially your mercy, and come to realize the truth of your creation and us being part of it. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the 29th of September. It is the feast of the guardian of the archangels. I almost said the guardian angels, which is next week, of the archangels. And so it's a special day, and we're looking at this feast. We're actually going to go to a separate reading. But this is the feast of the three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And you can find them mentioned in the Bible in various places. You can find Michael mentioned in Daniel, Gabriel, of course, in the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew. And then Raphael is in the book of Tobit. So these are the archangels, and they are angels that have a special mission. And by the way, they are also the names of, I don't know if at the time they only had three servers. So I don't know if they are also the names of the three servers that are used so that the Vatican can bring you the internet. There may be more, but the original three were Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, by the way, just so you know. That's not to say that they are computers, because they're not. Well, the servers are computers, but the archangels are not. The archangels are archangels. So this is the special feast that we have today. And as we look at this day, we realize this is also the end of the 40 days of Saint Michael, which began at the Assumption of Mary. So if you've been part of a parish such as our own, we've been praying the prayer of Saint Michael every day, and we do that during that time. I know some parishes, based on the teaching of Pope Leo XIII, pray the prayer of Saint Michael after every Mass, although it's not really supposed to be part of the Vatican II Mass, but we won't go there. Just because people say this is a good time to pray the prayer of Saint Michael, and that's fine. But during the 40 days, this is something that we learn from the Brazilians. Many things we learn from the Brazilians. And this is something that we learn from the Brazilians. And I remember when I was down in Brazil and they were doing the 40 days, what they call the Quaresma de San Miguel. I'm like, well, what is this? And it's literally called the 40 days of Saint Michael. So we're finishing this today, and it's a special devotion where in our parish, what we have prayed for is that our parish, you know, some parishes pray that more people will come to Mass. What we're looking for is not more people to come for Mass, but the people the Lord wants at our Mass come to Mass. Very powerful difference, you know, because if you want more people to come to Mass, you may be focused on doing things so that more people will come. But if you turn around and say, Lord, here we are, we need you to send who you want here, then you're open to whomever the Lord may send. And at the same time, you're accepting that reality on his terms, not on your own. So that was our intention for the 40 days of Saint Michael. And our readings in the past week, they've been basically the same theme, and they've been coming from Ezra and from Haggai. Yesterday they were from Haggai. So the first 3 days they were from Ezra, and then yesterday they from Haggai. By the way, in case you didn't notice this, sometimes you'll either hear me or you know, say, I'm trying to think for a second. I don't have notes in front of me. I do all this off the top of my head. I mean, I know what I'm going to say, but I do all this on the top of my head because I don't have time to write out every script. And if I did write the script, you would hear me say, today is the feast of Saint Michael, and we also remember Gabriel and Raphael. And, you know, and I was told when I was doing the reading that I had to be careful when I was in the seminary and they were teaching how to read you know, how to do the readings and how to preach. Our first year of preaching was done from a, I believe, doctor. Anyway, her name was Professor Fran Lasciotto, and she taught at Emerson University and also taught Michael Dukakis how to campaign. And interesting thing that she taught me, says you can't focus on the reading because your radio days led you to read everything. You can't do that. So I do all this off the top of my head. So if you hear me saying, for a second, and I know that sounds bad on radio, that's why. I'm doing all this off the top of my head. So here we are looking at this powerful reality of Michael and Gabriel and Raphael. And our readings are not from Haggai or Ezra. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. We're back, and we're talking here about the Feast of the Archangels. So we have a choice of two readings, and both of them focus on Michael, by the way. And I'm going to look at the second reading of the choice. There's the first reading, the Psalm, and the Gospel, like any other feast. So, but this is from Revelation. It's Revelation 12, 7 through 12. And we're going to look at the war that breaks out, and Michael the Archangel is living and doing his role to fight back against the dragon. And so we're seeing that story of the war, the fight of Saint Michael the Archangel, the fight of the dragon, who is the devil, is thrown down to earth. And we understand that this special moment, the accuser, that's what the Satan's name means. He is the accuser. He's the one who says, you know what they did? And Jesus says, yeah, I know. The person is repentant for their sins and I forgive them. And then says to the person, come to me and come into the kingdom. Well done, my good and faithful servant, because the repentant sinner is leading other repentant sinners into heaven. The person who doesn't go to heaven is the one who refuses to repent, and therefore he doesn't declare Christ as his king. So the accuser says, you know what he did? Yeah, I know, but he wanted to do that, and he doesn't want to recognize me as king, so I can't do anything for him or her. And that's what the difference between heaven and hell. But this is what the accuser does. He says, you know what he did? You know, that's actually, by the way, the tactics of the accuser are exactly the same tactics taught by Saul Alinsky. That's why I hate that book, Rules for Radicals. That's why that book ultimately, even the people who use the book as a way of community organizing say it's only for the short term, because anytime you use that book to form a movement, the wheels will fall off the wagon of the movement, because it's built on the ultimate form of lies, which is the devil. And that's Saul Alinsky does not consider the devil a liar, but he says to emulate the devil. And that's the tactics that Saul Alinsky calls people to use to help build their movements, but even right to the point of being liars, because one of the things that they will say is it's one of the teachings of Saul Alinsky. You can, you know, with only five people, make it look like you have thousands of people. That's one of the teachings. It's all built on everything that Satan says. And what Walter Wink teaches is to follow the teachings of Christ and St. Paul, who realized this is a spiritual warfare. So getting back to St. Michael in a spiritual warfare, who are you fighting? You're fighting the spiritual forces. You're not fighting the people who seem to be attacking you. That's the big difference. So these are, you know, again, like I began the week where I talked about, we see things in the Old Testament and they still affect us today. And there you have it right there. You're looking at the fight of Saint Michael and you're looking at the fighting the devil. And then you see Saul Alinsky emulating the devil. And if you use his movements, the wheels are going to fall off the wagon on his, use his tools. The wheels are going to fall off the wagon on them because they're based on doing what the devil says, which is literally what Saul Alinsky, lie, cheat, and steal. And then you have the other saying, this is a spiritual battle. Don't focus on the person, focus on the spirituality. And by focus on the spirituality, you will draw everyone into unity. They say one of the problems with some of the union movements is they focus on Saul Alinsky. Big, huge mistake. Big, huge mistake. Always keep that in mind. Saul Alinsky even said his stuff is for the short term. Why? Because the wheels will always fall off the wagon of his movements. We're going to talk more on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.